He said, when the seventh angel began to sound, the mystery finished. Well, a mystery is just a hidden truth. And see, the life has been hid right here all the time. This is the alabaster box that contains the ointment. And as long as you read this, all you read, all you're doing is looking at the box. You know the ointment is, and so you tell Bible stories about the ointment that's in there. Ooh, it's good. It's more. Yeah, but what do you taste of it? Break the box. Pull the cover back. I don't know this to be a truth, but somebody told me that our physical body has 7 layers of skin. I don't think it does or not. I know there's a bunch of it here. And some of us have got more than others. I mean, that's obvious, you know. But if that be the case, everything's identified even in Scripture in sevens. 7 candlesticks. Somebody said 7 heavens. I think there's more than 7 heavens. I've been to about 15 of them that I know of. You see, I went to one that was on fire, and I ran. I conducted a funeral in Alabama here not some time ago, and I asked the question. I said, if you could take that body there and put him in heaven, which one would you put him in? The one that's on fire? Or the one that's rolled up like a scroll? Or the one that he's seen in Revelation that heaven and earth fled? It said heaven and earth fled? That's what it said. Something appeared on a throne, and heaven and earth seen it. And that heaven and that earth literally ran from whatever the revelation that they had. And we're going to hear this. And there's now a appearing that's going to cause the heavens and the earth that we've all held on to literally run from the